الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا 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 to all our viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Let's get started, Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab. Today, our topic in discussion, something that can be seen, Mu'asab, and felt when you're in programs, when you're in functions, when you're in gatherings together, when du'as are made in Jummah congregations, for example, Eid congregations. And what we look forward to is to see that when we lift our hands, when we make du'a, or whenever we make any ibadah to Allah Azza wa Jalla, how sincere one is in his ibadah, and what are the signs of that sincerity? We all have fear, for example, Mu'asab. We all fear, this is part of nature that we fear. We fear things. Sometimes the fear could be big, sometimes the fear could be small. Sometimes the fear is related to your own life or sometimes related to other people's lives or other issues and matters concerning us. But dear viewers, I'm getting right there where you think I am. Yes, I'm speaking about crying. Mu'asab sab rote hain. Hum bhi rote hain. Aur bhi rote hain. Lekin sab corona alag. Jaise arwah sab ke paas hai, just how we all have souls. But the spirituality part is not with every person. Likewise, Mu'asab, a lot of traits and habits as insan by nature we have. But many of us use that to our advantage or disadvantage. The same tears, if it's shed for the sake of dunya, is a loss. And the same tears which come out of the eyes for the sake of Allah is a gain. Allahu Akbar. So there is two different things, Mu'asab. Wahi aansu hai, wahi rona hai, wahi banda hai. Lekin jis ke liye roya, jis shay ke liye roya, جس مقصد کے لیے رویا اگر وہ مقصد دنیا بھی مقصد ہے تو کوئی فائدہ تو نظر نہیں آئے گا لیکن اگی وہی بندہ روتا ہے the same person cries and he sheds tears due to missing salah due to the fear of God of Allah عز و جل due to the fear of not knowing what's his divine wisdom میرے مرنے کے بعد قبر میں کیا ہونے والا ہے مجھے نہیں پتا تو بندہ رونا شروع کر دیتا ہے آہوزاری کرتا ہے انکساری کرتا ہے عاجزی کرتا ہے he humbles himself he lowers himself he cries he sheds tears such a bandha dear viewers of Madini channel then doesn't lose the essence of those tears are valuable very very valuable how valuable they are he will only understand the value of those tears on the day of qiyamah Subhanallah, how those tears could change his qismat on the day of Qiyamah, Mu'asab. Alhamdulillah. However, this is our discussion, this is our topic, and I will request Mu'asab to please shed some light with regards to this subject. Ji Mu'asab.
The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way we see it, is that we love things in the world. For example, we may have relationship with people and we claim to love them. That is called the temporary love of this dunya. And when we are separated from that person, we shed tears, we cry, we whine, we throw tantrums and all of that. Because of losing a temporary love that we attached ourselves to in the dunya. But yes, on the other hand, we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we love Allah, we are Muslims, we are believers, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we are separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we stray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are doing things that would displease our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we disobey Him, then why is it that the separation, our separation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't cause us to cry? Because then that statement of love is very fake. Or it's not true to our words. You know, our words are saying one thing and the reality is something else. So that's where the line is drawn. Whether we really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we really loved Him, then if we are separated from Him, if we are disobeying Him and moving away from Him, then it should cause pain to us and we should shed tears in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not, and the tears won't come. So the tears are in a way, they bear testimony of how much we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the one who cries out of the fear of Allah will never enter hell until the milk returns to the udder. Meaning, the milk doesn't go back to the udder. So just how it is impossible for the milk to go back, similarly it is impossible for the person to go to hell if he sheds tears due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it is also said on the day of judgment, when everyone will be crying. If we don't cry now, we'll be crying then.
Allah.
So what's better, to cry here or in the hereafter? The pious predecessors, they would take the punishment of the world because they knew that they wouldn't be able to bear the hardship on the day of judgment. So they rather chose the hardship of the world, which is nothing in comparison to the hardship of the hereafter. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so beautifully has said in his Mubarak hadith that every eye will shed tears on the day of judgment except for three eyes. The one eyes that has shed tears in the world, that eye won't shed tears on the day of judgment. And then that person who shut his eyes from seeing the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, that eye will also not shed tears
on that day.
And in the third eye, he mentioned that those eye which opened in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we open our eyes, they are opened in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those will be the eyes and those will be the people whose eyes won't shed tears on the day of judgment if they shed tears now. So it is now wise person should take counsel from this.
Allah,
it is a nasiha for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding heart and the heart that has acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our hearts to the divine guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ameen.
And for the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sink into the depths of our hearts and change our condition, inshallah.
Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Mu'asab, definitely it will happen if we continue making dua, because the Madani pearls that you shared and the important factors, Mu'asab, that in between the ahadith that you mentioned, ki every eye will cry except for those eyes. Kaash Allah ta'ala hame wo aankhein naseeb farmaye, ki we shed tears now in the dunya so that we don't have to cry on the day of judgment. People think that only when you go through some hurt you cry in the dunya. Why should you cry if there's nothing hurting you? Why are you motivating others and encouraging people to cry? You must be happy in this world. Enjoy life. You live once, you know, you're going to die once, you're going to live once. These are the different thoughts and the waswasas of the shaitan that comes into the mind of our youth out there. Sad, very sad situation. For example, Mu'asab, as we said in the very beginning, but we all cry. Sab bande rote hain. But everyone's crying is a different problem for different issues and matters. We cry because we lose money. We cry because we lose our business. We shed tears because of talaq matters. We have to separate from our loved ones. We do cry because of health issues. Somebody is diagnosed with cancer. Someone is diagnosed with certain problem. To aansu nikalna shuru ho jate hain. Lekin ajeeb o ghareeb baat hai Mohsab. As we said, that crying will not benefit a person. A person has to go and look for cure. Whereas on the other hand, if a person had cried because of not knowing what is the divine plan of Allah regarding my life, phir banda jo hai na Mohsab, aage ka rasta, jo tarakki ka rasta hai. For example, Mohsab, Allah Pak in the Holy Quran Pak has stated, subhanallah, very clearly, afa min hadha al-hadithi ta'jabuna wa la tadhakuna wa la tabkun. So, are you surprised at this fact? Yani, that the Quran is revealed upon a human being, speaking to the kuffar. Are you surprised at this fact that the Quran is revealed upon a human being and you laugh and do not weep? The Quran is asking. وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ. And you laugh but you don't weep? Allahu Akbar. It is stated that Mu'asab, the companions of Suffa, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, they would weep, Mu'asab, subhanallah, so much uncontrollably that Allahu Akbar. It is said, Mu'asab, that he who wept in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla will not enter the hell.
Subhanallah.
Sahaba Ali with one who were pure, Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar. What can be said about Sahabi Suffa? That Mubarak Jama'at of Sahaba Alayhi Ridwan. But they would also cry, leave alone the Sahaba, let's go a little more up, Mu'asab. Anbiya Alayhi Musallatu Wasalam. We aren't pure, we aren't clean as they were pure. So, andaza laga lein ki, how important it is to cry. And then, acha Mu'asab, benefits ko dekhte hain ki, rone se kya hota hai. Banda agar roye, aap is hawale se kuch firmaye, Mu'asab. There are so many other ahadith which will motivate us, but somebody might be there out there thinking that, kyu roye? Should we cry about the sins we have committed, Mu'asab?
Mu'asab, is a very valid point. Why should a person cry? Now there is a stigma now in our society, and some people say, you know, real men don't cry. People say that often, that real men don't cry. And if you are seen crying as a man, that they consider you as a weak person. So wish, Alhamdulillah, in the teaching, beautiful teachings of Islam, that real men cry. The teaching of Islam is real men do cry, but the reason for crying is different. Real men don't cry for small things.
Kya baat hai Mohsen, what a beautiful point.
Real men cry
for
the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are a little bit separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in that separation, they can't take that hurt and pain, and then that makes them cry, and that makes the tears flow from their eyes and roll down their cheeks. Allahu Akbar. So these are the real men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who cry due to the fear of Allah. So this stigma is wrong. We have got it wrong that real men don't cry. Real men do cry, but they cry for Allah. Not cry like babies for small little toys, you know, for worldly things, for things that are of inferior in nature. They cry for something that is far beyond, you know, our expectations. Allahu Akbar, the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We
Allahu Akbar.
To gain his closeness, and inshallah, due to the sadaqah of our tears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us closer to him in his court, inshallah, azza wa jal. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry very often. And he would cry due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say that ana atqakum ilallah. I am the most God-fearing person amongst you. Allahu Akbar. Meaning the beloved Nabi Sallam, who's the yardstick of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would cry, he would make dua for us, alhamdulillah. He would cry out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a mu'min, as a believer, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should surpass and supersede all the love that exists out there. Because everything that exists, it is temporary and it is of secondary nature in comparison to the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our attachment to the divine being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a way the awliya Allah, they lead us the way. You know, if we want to really get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should follow into their footsteps. If we really want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should follow into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi. So this is the condition, and this is the way forward taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is the way forward. If we claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, follow the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adopt his taqwa, borrow from his sunnah, and then inshallah, by doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start to like you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And which person does not want to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. We should love Allah azza wa jalla, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very reason we are alive, dear viewers. Without His mercy, we can never survive even for a second or moment on this planet. For all the Madani pearls which Master have shared, may Allah Kareem bless him and bless the viewers out there who have heard this. We have a beautiful kalam, Phir Gumbad-e Khazra ki fazaon mein bulalo. Kalam ki janib jaate hain. When we do return, inshallah, we shall continue with our discussion. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle, phir yaad aa raha hai Madina ka, phir Madine, phir Madine ki janib chale qafle, phir meri beqarari ke din aa gaye, phir Gumbad-e Khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir Gumbad-e Khazra ki فضاؤں میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ، یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری، موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو, للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو. ہے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو, سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو. فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے, فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے, اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو, اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو. پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو, سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو. محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے, محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے, شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو, شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو. پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو, سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو, سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو.
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری, ہو در تک شہا رسائی, نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا,
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو.
سبحان اللہ, کیا بات ہے مدینہ کی. دس واز ثنا خان مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رضی نور محمد, اے فیمس نعت ریسائٹر آف دعوت اسلامی معاصر. واٹ اے بیوٹیفل انداز اینڈ بیوٹیفل یونیک وے آف ریسائٹنگ کلامز اینڈ نعت. میں اللہ کریم ریوارڈ دا ویورز آف مدینہ چینل ایز ویل ایز اور نعت خانز ماشاء اللہ, ہو پریز دا بیلوڈ رسول اینڈ انکریز دا لو آف آقا ان اور ہارٹس معاصر. الحمد للہ. ریمبر ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینہ چینل, آل دا اسپیکٹس اینڈ آل دی احادیث وچ وی ہیو کورڈ بیفور وی لسن ٹو دس کلام ماشاء اللہ, اینڈ ناؤ دیٹ وی ہیو کم بیک we still trying to motivate the youth out there and the youngsters, whoever we are, whatever age group we belong to. At the end of the day, if a person does not cry in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means he has no fear for Allah. And having no fear for Allah results to committing sins without any hesitation. A person isn't hesitant to commit sins because he fears God not. Meaning he doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no khawf-e khuda. And this makes a person very bold, makes him very blunt when it comes to committing sins. He doesn't regard any sin as a small sin. For him, a sin is a sin. He'll just commit it big or small. May Allah pardon our sins. May Allah make us understand how important it is to cry in His fear. And I'm ending, subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, my side, and thereafter we go to Mu'asab, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. On the day of Qiyamah, just analyze it from this hadith and narration. And we have not once presented this hadith, but several times we have heard this narration that even the wetness of your eyelash could become the reason for your salvation on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. To this extent that when a banda will be told by the angel will be told that take this banda, take this bondsman of mine. He disobeyed me. This banda never obeyed me in the world. Take him headlong and throw him on the hellfire. Such a person who earlier on, few moments before, was looking for witnesses when he was said, you committed this crime, you committed that crime. As we all know that our books of life will be given to us in our hands. The Quran ayat before that explain and say that a open book will be given to him. Ready, tayar rahega ho. Aur kaha jayega, usse ki padho, jo tumne kiya hai. He will say, Ya Allah, where are the witnesses to these sins? And then when he will look to the right and left, Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, right, the witnesses are right there. Then his hands will speak. His eyes will speak, his body parts will give testimony. And finally, dear viewers, when woh sharmindagi ki mari ab kahan jaye, kya karega? When every body organ of his have given testimony to the sins he had committed, he can't escape that part. And now when he is thrown to the hellfire, one eyelash from his eyelashes will speak and say, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, can I say something? Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant permission to that eyelash to speak, and the eyelash will then say, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, have you not promised that if this banda had ever shed one tear due to which I became moist, the eyelash became moist, you shall forgive his sins? Allah will say, yes, that was my divine promise. Then the eyelash will say, then Ya Arhamar Rahimin, accept my testimony on behalf of this banda, for I am witness once he did cry due to your fear, Mawla. Allah Azza wa Jalla will then command the angels, if this is the case, then admit him into Jannah. Allah will accept the testimony of this eyelash. How important it is to cry only for his fear. So Allah knows when you cry for his fear. Allah knows when we cry for religious matters. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows very well our every moment and condition, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But we have sickened our eyes. We have lost our eyesight crying for dunya's sake maybe. We have lost our lives crying and got ourselves sick with endless problems because of dunya issues. Stress bhi aata hai, to dunya ki wajah se aata hai. Tears bhi aate hai, to dunya ki wajah se aati hai. We gain pain or gain is because of dunya. Allow to shift your matters towards the deen as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. When last have you cried thinking about the azab of the qabr? Pata nahi mere saath kya hone wala hai. To ye soch paida kare. Ye soch ko kis tarah paida karenge? Khofi khuda ke zariye. Try to first inculcate the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla Mu'asab. This is lacking in our society from small to big. And it's for this reason we have forgotten how to respect others. We have forgotten how to live with each other. We have forgotten the manners and the etiquettes of conversation, so on and so forth, because of not having khawfi khuda. Stealing, cheating, deceiving is a very small thing for people to do these days, because life is more important. I don't want to beg. Allah can punish me on the day of Qiyamah. There's no problem. But I don't want to be a beggar here. People go to that extent, Mu'asab, and they rob people. Tabhi to we see that sometimes the weak ones in a family are oppressed by the stronger ones. Why? Because khawfi khuda nahi hai. Mu'asab, some Madini pools, how can we get khawfi khuda to that level? Yani, rona nahi aata, rona yahi hai, Mu'asab. Ki rona nahi aata hai. Ye khud ek rona hai ki hame rona nahi aata. So how can we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla and get to those tears, get those tears in our eyes that we don't show to cry others? If somebody is crying to show others in for example, in salah, how I'm crying, in dua I'm crying, that tears wouldn't help. On the day of Qiyamah, if you expect any help from Allah Azza wa Jalla because you thought you were fearing Allah and we showed people, then this is for showing people. Allah Azza wa Jalla will reject that, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Crying for his pleasure and out of love for him is a different taste altogether. Let's hear more from our respected Maulana Sahib, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, who will shed more light on this matter, inshallah.
Mu'asab, very beautifully, as Mu'asab has spoken about the eyelash, which has even the little tears on it that were shed in the remembrance of Allah due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what it would weigh on the scale of judgment, subhanallah. How will it lead that person, that individual, to Jannah, and how it will forbid and set off the fire of Jahannam, inshallah, due to the barakah of that fear, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. With regards to that, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in his Mubarak hadith that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that even if a tear the size of a fly falls from the eye of a believing slave and flows onto his face and out of the fear of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal makes hell haram upon him. Just for that amount of fear, Allahu Akbar, which is like minute, the size of an atom maybe.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
that
Akbar.
Amount of the tears, we have shed tears, maybe, you know, buckets we have cried for the worldly sake and for the dunya sake, you know, but if we do it even little for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can really be a means of salvation for us on the day of judgment. We all seek refuge from Jahannam, from the fire of hell, but we don't carry the fire extinguisher with us. This can be our fire extinguisher, which will inshallah set the fire of Jahannam. And in another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted the virtues of crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned that he was delivering a sermon, a khutbah. And while he was delivering the khutbah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the attendees there, he started to cry. And he cried vigorously. And after the khutbah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if all those believers whose sins are equal to mountains were among you now, they would all be forgiving due to the crying of this individual. This one person's crying would suffice for all those who have committed mountains of sins. Allahu Akbar. That was the sincerity of that sahabi crying. And then he says that even the angels were crying and they were making dua. What dua they were making? O Allah, accept the intercession of those that are crying for those who are not crying.
Subhanallah.
So this is the barakah. Not only the person who cries gets forgiven and receives his blessings, but those who don't cry, but they are in the presence of that person, they are close to that person. Therefore, we keep our closeness to those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are the awliya Allah, we join their company. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering with His mercy, with His forgiveness, you know, some droplets of it comes our way, inshallah. So this, for this reason, alhamdulillah, we see the Ashiqan Mustafa surrounding around Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, those, alhamdulillah, that are fortunate enough to be in His company. This is how they are benefiting from Him. Apart from learning, actively learning and bettering their hereafter, their akhirah, inshallah, azza wa jal, they are also being blessed in this way, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering Amir al-Sunnah with His mercy, they are also receiving the fair share. And whenever they go around the world, that nur and that shine is, it can be so visible, you can actually see it on their face, subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Kya baat hai, Muasab, you know. Amazing, Muasab, amazing. It's due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, these were the Madani pearls we heard from our respected Muasab Qibla. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls and so that we could cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Try to read those kitabs and books which will make you cry, dear viewers. And may Allah Kareem soften our hearts. May Allah Kareem accept our tilawati Quran Pak, accept our ibadat. Amen. Having said these few words, inshallah azza wa jalla, we will be back at another time, inshallah azza wa jal. Until then, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good, and keep making dua for the ummah at large. Try crying. If you can't cry, dear viewers, ulamas and scholars have said in the light of hadith, and make your face as if you are crying. Even if you can't cry. Yani, chehra yu banaye ki ab ro rahe hain agar rona nahi aata hai. Itna kiya jaye to bhi karam hoga. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep reciting Durud e Pak. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Life and Islam.